Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time to play another game with one of our listeners. If you'd like to play any of our games on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago or when we're on the road. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rich from St. Louis.
Hey, how are things in St. Louis?
Things are fantastic in St. Louis. Hot and sweaty, but, you know, it's always like that here.
Yeah, and your baseball team is taking no prisoners these days. That's nice.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Do you not care? Do you not care about the Cardinals?
Oh, no, they're great. I just, it's the most boring sport on the face of the planet.
Oh, no, you're
really?
So wrong. You're so wrong.
Have you heard of a little game called soccer? Because we were just talking about that.
Yeah,
soccer is really happening these days.
Yeah. We found the one guy in St. Louis, Carl. I know. It's terrible.
But no, it's great. Like, we just opened up a new stadium, and it's beautiful. They have, like, parties, cheeseburgers, and a kiss cam. Like, you cannot beat that with a stick.
You're un-American, Mr. All right. Well, Rich, we have invited you here to play a brand new game, one we're calling Carl Castle's Cineplex of Wonders.
Ooh.
Al Gore finally managed to make climate change sexy. How? By making a movie about it. Well, if Al Gore can do it, so can we. Carl will now perform for you three movie trailers we wrote for movies that don't yet exist. Your job, tell us what news stories or newsmakers it was that inspired these imaginary movies. Do it 2 times out of 3, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
Okay, here is your first movie trailer.
What would you do to achieve the impossible? How far would you go to break an unbreakable record, except for that one time it was broken before? What would you inject in your own buttocks? Find out in Chasing the Babe.
So who's the hero of this movie?
Somebody baseball, I bet.
Yes.
Barry Bonds.
Say again?
Barry Bonds.
Yes. Very good.
See, and I don't even like baseball.
And yet you knew the answer. The epic story of how Barry Bonds has pursued the home run record with only his grit, his skill, and pretty much the entire back room of a neighborhood Walgreens to help. Has ended up being a little dull. It took him weeks to get number 714 to tie Babe Ruth for number 2 in the all-time list. At this rate, he'll pass Hank Aaron's all-time record of 755 when he's 56 years old, assuming his neck is strong enough then to hold up his head. All right, very good.
The Sultan of Syringe.
Here's your next movie trailer.
He was once the most powerful person in the world, except for her. Now she's got the big limo, and he just wants a romantic weekend together. But can she schedule him in? It's a political party of 2, and the convention is behind closed doors. Vote for 2 for the Price of 1, opening this primary season.
So that would be a movie about what power couple getting a lot of attention this week?
Is it the Clintons?
It is the Clintons. Very good. This week, the New York Times published a front-page, 2,000-word investigative report on the state of the Clinton marriage. Reporter Patrick Healy interviewed over 50 people, pored over schedules and documents, all apparently in order to determine exactly how often Bill and Hillary spend the night in the same house. The newspaper of record is too prim, of course, to actually come out and say what they're talking about, but they do say, quote, aides say the two want as much private time together as possible, unquote.
Oh, right.
Because who wants to yell at each other when they're in public?
Exactly. Yeah, they probably save up the good stuff when no one's listening.
You can throw more furniture that way.
All right, very good. Here is your next movie.
He's the bald-headed, big-mouth guy who you love so much in Katrina's Big Blow. It's the waterlogged city that just doesn't know when to quit. When they get together again, the sparks will fly. Which could be dangerous because there are still a lot of leaking gas lines. It's dysfunctional government with some Cajun spice. Come see, Term 2, Return to the Chocolate City.
Who's going to be starring in his own sequel down in New Orleans?
Mayor and Mayor-elect Ray Nagin.
Very good.
Yeah. Here's the 3.
Mayor Ray Nagin, famous for his cool, collected leadership of New Orleans during the Hurricane Katrina disaster, was rewarded with a second term. That's one theory. Another theory, the voters remembered sitting around for 4 days in the stinking Superdome and decided to get him back.
How can we get him if we don't know where he is?
Exactly. Carl, how did Rich do on our quiz?
Oh, for a guy who doesn't like baseball, Peter, he did very well. 3 correct answers. So, Rich, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done, all sir. Right. Rich, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.